Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Look, I want to be clear for folks at home. I don't want a Republican Department of Justice. I don't want a Democrat Department of Justice. I want a Department of Justice that follows the damn law.
All right, former Senator Jim Talent joining us this morning. Obviously, that was Senator Ted Cruz there during the Pam Bondi nomination hearings yesterday, Jim, and several senators, including Senator Kennedy, brought up something very similar. How do you feel about it?
Well, it sounds good to me, and I imagine I'm pretty certain that's what Pam Bondi has in mind and what Donald Trump has in mind. They've got a big task in front of them, but the beginning of accomplishing it is deciding exactly what you want to do. And feeling very confident about it. I mean, they're not apologizing for it. They're going out defending it. It's so important, Mark, because, of all the clean out the swamp things, this is the one that's most necessary because it's been the most corrosive. This idea of a double standard of justice and the way certain people are persecuted and then other people are just, like Hunter Biden, are let off the hook. I mean, we couldn't have a bigger example of somebody being placed above the law than that.
Yeah, well, I would agree. Have you watched any of these hearings? Have you seen some of the questioning either of Hegseth or Bondi yesterday?
I watched almost all of the Hegseth hearing. I did not watch the Bondi hearing. I'm interested in defense issues.
Yes.
And also, I think I was pretty certain Bondi was going to get confirmed, and she is. I was worried about Hegseth, but I think he's going to be fine now.
Yeah, I think that after watching him, I mean, anybody who didn't know much about him or thought he was some sort of a lightweight on policy issues or defense issues, I think were probably a little surprised.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, when they got into those questions, unfortunately, too much of it revolved around issues that the Democratic senators thought were hot button issues, like women in ground combat roles, which is not that hot button an issue, because it's been a question or debate for a long time, and the position Hegseth has taken is exactly the right one, which is because we're talking about ground infantry combat, yes, in the Army or the Marines, basically, and there are standards you have to meet there if the mission is going to be successful, and if people, and if we're going to avoid unnecessary casualties. And it's common sense to believe, for example, one of the standards is you should be able, if there's a comrade on the field who has been wounded, you should be able to pick him up and carry him off the field. Now, this is, common sense tells us this is a standard, it's difficult for anybody to meet, but that more men can meet it than women. And what Hegseth is saying is we're not going to sacrifice lives for the sake of, you know, political correctness or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's really not very controversial.
No, I agree.
But of course,
yeah,
they tried to make it so, yeah.
Even as a woman, I can understand that, and I totally get that argument. I wanted to ask your take on this whole ceasefire thing between Israel and Hamas, because initially it sounded like things were good to go. Now it sounds like maybe not so much. Have you been following all of this?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the same thing you are, Kim, which is, number one, did we really have a deal? I think, well, a couple of things. First of all, it's, in my opinion, no coincidence that if we get this deal, and if it's similar to what Israel's always been willing to offer, that the Trump inauguration being a week away is one of the reasons for it, because I'm sure that Hamas and especially Iran are concerned about what President Trump meant when he said there's going to be hell if we don't get these hostages out. Number two, Israel has always been willing to agree to a time-limited ceasefire and to return some prisoners if they got the hostages up front.
Yes.
What Israelis have said is, we're not going to let you pick the prisoners. We're going to pick the prisoners. We're not going to leave the Philadelphia corridor, and we're going to reserve the right to go back in if we need to anytime we want to. And that sounds like this deal. So if this is the deal, then this is how we're going to get these hostages back. Normally, you don't want to make a hostage trade because it encourages more hostage taking in the future. But in this context, where Hamas has been basically obliterated, I don't think their takeaway from this is going to be, oh, we really benefited from taking those hostages. I think the takeaway is, for a rational actor, is let's not do this again to Israel.
But clearly they still have hostages. We know that, right? If they give up 33 of them, they still have hostages. My point is, from the Israeli perspective, they're never going to be willing to give up the last hostage, because at that point they lose all leverage.
Yeah, I think that's a real concern. But on the other hand, you get back those you can. And I will say that Israel is in a different situation than most countries, because while all of us want our countrymen and women back when they're taken hostage, in the ethos of the Jewish state, and you have to listen to Israeli commentators to understand this, the idea of leaving a Jew behind in these circumstances is anathema to them. I mean, yes, it's very, very deep in the ethnic and national soul. So I can't, you know, even if as a matter of pure policy, you might say, well, we can't reward these people in any way for taking hostages, I get it. I understand why they're doing what they're doing. And as I said, a deal like this, I think it's been available for a long time. Hamas has always rejected it. But this time, they understand that the United States is coming in on Israel's side because our interests are the same as theirs, and they better do it, or something worse is around the corner.
Yeah, then there's a new sheriff in town. We're talking to former Senator Jim Talent. You know, I watched the president's farewell speech last night. I mean, the standard I compare all these to is Ronald Reagan's years ago. And it was kind of dark. I mean, I maybe he's just trying to salvage his legacy here, but warning about oligarchs and rich and poor, and when he's getting a bunch of his funding from somebody like George Soros, I just don't know that he convinced anybody of anything last night. How'd you feel?
No, I got to be honest. I didn't watch it. I read something about it this morning.
Yes.
The first question I have, Mark, is who's drafted it? In other words, who are we really hearing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I honestly don't know. People have said this for a while, and it was very valid that we don't know who's running the White House. I really don't know who's been running the White House the last couple of months. It'd be very interesting to ask, who wrote the speech, because I don't think Biden did or really had much to do with it. So he's on the way out. I think he's just making his legacy even worse, if that's possible. But he'll be gone in a week.
Jim, you going to D.C. Monday?
I am not. I'm going later in the week. I'm intensely interested in what the president says in his inauguration speech. Intensely interested. And I think it's really going to send some signals. I don't think it's going to be like his first speech, which was a "we're going to clean out the swamp" speech. Appropriate. I want to see where he's going with this one, and I don't have a strong idea, but I think it's going to be. I guess if I had to guess, it's going to be more of a unity speech. I think the president feels that way. I think he feels confident. He knows what he can do. He's now the unquestioned leader of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. All segments, I think, are thrilled with him. And it's going to be very interesting to see what he says.
All right. Jim Talent, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Good to get him on. We'll find out what he thinks about that speech next week. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.